A Marvel character snaps his fingers, and half of our population turns into dust. That's an alluring thought for some. What if a large swath of our population not born in the US similarly exited to go back home? Actually, we don't need to imagine this scenario. US immigration laws prior to the mid-20th century were written and interpreted in ways that actively deterred the naturalization of those who were not, quote, free white persons. And it was not until 1965, when a system of national quotas was abolished, that we began attracting skilled labor and reunifying families. Today, more than 16% of the US workforce is foreign-born. It is estimated that 25 to 30% of all doctors in our country were born or received their undergraduate training in a different nation, many in Iran and Syria. Also, chances are 4 in 10 that your internal medicine or critical care specialist was born elsewhere. Foreign-born individuals participate in the workforce at higher rates, 66%, than those who are native-born, 60%, and it is estimated that a quarter of all new businesses were started by immigrants. So overall, immigration benefits us at the national level. Well, how about our own community? A few years ago, I attended the funeral services for a Sycamore doctor born thousands of miles away. Hundreds of people reflecting Sycamore's demographics lined up to pay him their last respects. They spoke to each other of his expertise and demeanor and how the treatment they had received from him had made all the difference. What if he had been asked to go back? Worse, what if he had actually heeded that call? I'm Mahesh Subramani, and this is my perspective.